Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan this afternoon. Special discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of constitution to continue in Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Modi to respond today. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election to be introduced in Lok Sabha. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions to prevail in the northern states for the next 2 to 3 days. Hundreds feared dead after Cyclone Chido wreak havoc in the French island of Mayotte. And in cricket, Australia tighten its grip on third test of Border Gavaskar Trophy against India. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program in Jaipur today to mark the completion of 1 year of the current government of Rajasthan. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees. He will also address a public meeting on the occasion. Chief Ministers of Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh and some union ministers will also be present in the function. More details on the projects to be launched today from our Jaipur correspondent.
The projects being inaugurated during the event include Navneera Barrage, Smart Electricity Transmission Network and Asset Management System projects, Railway Electrification of Bilri, Jodhpur, Degana, Ratangarh section and Package 12 of Delhi, Vadodara Greenfield Alignment Project. Prime Minister is going to lay the foundation stone for construction work of Ramgarh Barrage and Mahalpur Barrage and system for transfer of water from Navneera Barrage to Bisalpur Dam and Isar the dam through aqueduct on Chambal River at a cost of over ₹9,400 crores. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of development of 1,000 megawatt solar park and 2 phases of 1,000 megawatt solar parks in Pugal and some important drinking water projects. Foundation stone will be laid for works related to Luni, Samdari, Bilri, Ajmer, Chanderia and Jaipur Savai Madhopur railway line doubling projects. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
The Rajya Sabha will today resume the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to respond to the debate in the Upper House today. The two-day special debate began in the Upper House yesterday. Initiating the discussion, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman paid tribute to the members of the Constituent Assembly with special recognition to its 15 women members. Ms. Sitharaman said, "It is time to reaffirm commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document."
We are extremely proud of the way India's democracy is growing. As we mark the 75th year of our Constitution, it is time, I would think, to reaffirm our commitment to build India, that is Bharat, that shall uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document.
The minister also targeted the opposition on the issues of freedom of expression and protecting the constitution. Participating in the discussion, leader of opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the constitution. He said it is the Congress which has given universal adult franchise rights to the people to vote. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Recently, the government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election in the country. Once the legislation becomes an act, it will be implemented in 2 phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections like panchayats will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a 3-line whip to all its Lok Sabha MPs to be present in the House today. President Draupadi Murmu will be reaching Hyderabad this evening on a five-day southern sojourn to Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The president will reach the Air Force Station Hakimpet this evening. She will reach the Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bullaram in Secunderabad by road. Our correspondent reports the Telangana state government has made elaborate arrangements for the president's visit and stay.
President is visiting Hyderabad for the third time for the Southern Sojourn after elected to the highest office of the country. The President of India stays at least once a year in Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bullaram and conducts official business from here. The building of the Rashtrapati Nilayam was constructed in 1860 as the country house of the British resident at Secunderabad, and it became the President's retreat after Hyderabad State's accession to India in 1948. During her week-long visit, President Murmu will award President's colors to the College of Defence Management, known as CDM, at Secunderabad on Friday. The President will also inaugurate and lay foundation stones to several initiatives taken at the Nilayam during her visit. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
During her Andhra Pradesh visit, the President will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri near Amravati in Guntur district. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting in Raipur to assess the situation of left-wing extremism in Chhattisgarh last evening. During the meeting, the Home Minister asked all forces and agencies to make joint efforts for a complete elimination of left-wing extremism by March 2026. He said during the last 1 year, the Naxals have suffered maximum damage due to our security forces and called it a huge success. Mr. Shah, however, said a lot is yet to be done to eliminate Naxalism before March 2026, and the National Investigation Agency will play a very important role in this effort. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Madhya Pradesh, the 10th International Forest Fair is taking place in Bhopal from today till the 23rd of December. The fair will provide a wide platform to establish a dialogue between collectors, producers, traders, entrepreneurs, scientists, administrators and policymakers associated with forest. A report.
Governor Mangubhai Patel and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the International Forest Fair today. Representatives from Sri Lanka, Nepal and Australia are participating in the fair. Madhya Pradesh Forest Minister Dilip Ahirwar informed that this year the Forest Fair will be based on theme Women Empowerment Through Minor Forest Produce. The reason for this theme is the participation of 50% women in minor forest produce management in Madhya Pradesh. Around 300 stalls are being set up in the Forest Fair. Exhibitions will also be organized by various government departments in the fair. OPD will also be conducted in the fair, in which free medical consultation will be provided by Ayurveda doctors every day. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet in the honour of Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. Welcoming the visiting dignitary and his delegation to Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President congratulated him for his victory in the recent elections in Sri Lanka. President Murmu said Sri Lanka is an important part of India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. Earlier, India and Sri Lanka exchanged protocol amending the agreement for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes in income. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Modi and President Dissanayake. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Dissanayake has chosen India for his first foreign visit as president. Mr. Dissanayake said he has given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that they will not allow Sri Lanka to be used in any way in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India. The Embassy of India in Georgia has confirmed the death of 11 Indian nationals in Gudauri, Georgia, and expressed deep condolences to the bereaved families. In a press statement posted on a social media platform yesterday, the embassy said it is working closely with local authorities to facilitate the prompt repatriation of the mortal remains to India. In the French island territory of Mayotte, on the Indian Ocean, hundreds are feared dead after Cyclone Chido wreaked a havoc, causing widespread devastation. While officials have confirmed 20 deaths, Mayotte's prefect has warned that the final toll could reach close to 1,000 or even several thousand. A report.
The powerful Category 4 storm, with winds reaching 225 kilometers per hour, struck the region on Saturday. It is believed to be the worst to hit the island in 90 years, with waves up to 8 meters high. People are calling for aid as the island, located between Madagascar and the Mozambique coast, is left without power since the cyclone made landfall. French President Emmanuel Macron said he will declare a national mourning period. France's poorest department and the poorest territory in the European Union, Mayotte, is a hotspot for economic migration due to its better standard of living and the French welfare system, drawing people from neighboring countries like Comoros and Somalia. Aishwarya Rainigam, News Desk, Akashvani, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions in the northern states, including Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Cold wave conditions in these regions is likely to continue for the next 2 to 3 days. Also, dense fog conditions are likely in northern and eastern parts of the country, including Sikkim, Assam and Meghalaya, during night and morning hours for next 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in the national capital has dropped to the severe category, with the air quality index AQI exceeding the 418 mark as of 6 this morning. Following the sharp rise in the pollution level, the Commission for Air Quality Management called on an emergency basis last night. In Delhi NCR, all primary schools have been shifted to hybrid mode until further directions. The Directorate of Education under Delhi government has issued an order in this regard. The schools have been asked to conduct classes for up to 5th standard in online or offline mode wherever it is possible. Russian President Vladimir Putin today said that the West is pushing Russia towards its red line, leaving Moscow with no option but to respond. He made the remarks during an expanded meeting of the Russian Defense Ministry's Collegium in Moscow. Mr. Putin said that the Western countries are using a false Russian threat to scare their populations. He added that the West wages hybrid wars and pursue a policy of containment concerning states they oppose, including Russia. In the third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy, India were 167 for 6 at lunch in their first innings against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane. Currently, India trail by 278 runs. On day 4 this morning, the visitors started their innings at the overnight score of 51-4-4. Earlier yesterday, hosts were all out for 445 in their first innings. Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah took 6 wickets and Siraj got 2, while Nitish Reddy and Akash Deep clinched 1 wicket each. On the first day, Australia scored only 28 runs before the day was called off due to rain. The 5-match series is currently tied at 1-1. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. As India unveils raft of measures to boost development in Sri Lanka during the ongoing visit of the President of Sri Lanka, the Asian Age quotes him saying, "Won't let Lankan soil be used for anti-India activities." GRAP4 is back, school set to go hybrid, construction vehicle curbs return as AQI severe again in Delhi NCR, notes Hindustan Times. Stepping up their continuous improvement to draw more employees at work, companies bring pet leave, live band days for their Gen Z staff, writes the Times of India. Trade deficit at record high on gold imports, reports Business Standard. In a first, all-women shift starts at Tesla Steel's iron ore mine, reinforcing its commitment to women's empowerment, is a headline in The Hindu. And finally, in a historic milestone, Delhi Airport first in India to connect 150 destinations, enhancing global connectivity, writes The Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan this afternoon. Special discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of constitution to continue in Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Modi to respond today. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election to be introduced in Lok Sabha. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions to prevail in the northern states for the next 2 to 3 days. Hundreds feared dead after Cyclone Chido wreak havoc in the French island of Mayotte. And in cricket, Australia tightened its grip on third test of Border Gavaskar Trophy against India. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.